let me ask you a question. Are you someone who believes music can change the world? If so, then my guest today on Love Someone, Delilah, is definitely someone you already know but might want to get to know a little bit more. Katy Perry is a major superstar, of course, and has so many hit songs that I lost count. But you know what? She's so much more than that. She's a real person. She is extremely down to earth. She's caring and kind. A couple of years back, we connected for the first time, and I was surprised to know that growing up, she listened to my show every night. She shared with me that my message and my music had actually had an impact with her. She had big dreams and a whole lot of faith, and you know what? She still does. You just never know how your life or your words or your love might impact another. I can think of no better guest at this moment in time than a megastar who admits that her toes need painting, her soul is shaken, and her heart is full for all who suffer deeply through this pandemic. Her belly is also full, but not with food, but rather with a beautiful baby she is so excited for. We're going to talk about love, the importance of connecting, and just how much music is the true universal healing language. Welcome to Love Someone, my friend Katy Perry. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you? I'm so excited for you. Can you still see your toes?
I can see my toes, but I would say that I can't see other things.
Your knees. You can't see your knees. I'm so blessed and so thrilled to get to talk to Katy Perry. And Katy, I got to know, like, can you see the toenail polish? Can you see your pedicure?
My pedicure? What pedicure?
Yeah.
you know what? I was thinking, speaking of pedicures, I was thinking about tweeting the other day. I was like, okay, you guys show me the state of your feet and I'll show you the state of my feet right now. Or is that too much information?
Oh, no, 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 no. When you're pregnant, you get to do anything, any dang thing you want. It's a permission card.
Exactly. A lot of us have, I think all of us haven't had access to our regular, you know, little moments of manicures and pedicures, and they're definitely in a state right now.
That's what Orlando is for. Is he not taking care of your feet? Because my husband, God bless him, actually gave me a little pedi. He did.
How long have you guys been married?
Well, this is a funny story. We've been married, 8 years now, together 13, but we've never lived together until COVID because he's under contract in another state and I'm under contract and have my studio. And so we have a commuter marriage, but we've never actually lived under the same roof until COVID hit.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like we're newlyweds.
Yeah, well, no wonder he's giving you a pedicure, obviously.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I'm not even pregnant with his child. So see, you should talk to your honey and say, sweetheart, Paul did this for Delilah. Come on, help a girlfriend out.
He's doing really, really good under, you know, despite the circumstances and all things considered with what's going on in the world. He's being a great partner and being, you know, more sensitive than ever and knows that, like, I will crack at the drop of a hat. I will crack, like, you know, sometimes I'll just crack over the stupidest things. And I was driving away, going to the grocery store, and I was just like crying. And he was waving by, and I was just crying. on top of everything being so intense, I get an extra access to my emotions via my hormones.
Well, there is that, but I got to tell you, it's never going to go away now. Did anyone warn you of this? Now that you are a mom, it doesn't go away once the baby is born. You are always going to be a hot mess when it comes to anything having to do with your child. Did they warn you of that?
I've always been a hot mess.
You made me cry when you released Never Wore White and released to the world that that you're going to be a mama.
Yeah, I thought it was a perfect way to share the news is through music. I mean, that's how I communicate with people, and this is a big message to send.
You've somehow managed to slay me once again with music, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. And what a beautifully, beautifully shot and choreographed and lit and everything, the visual. I'm more like I'm into lyrics, you know, so a lot of times I don't like videos because if the video is distracting me from the story of the lyrics, I hate it because I want to hear what you're saying. And but with Never Wore White, oh my gosh, Katie, it was so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Stop. Thank you. You know, you take lyrics and you wear them on a T-shirt. You inscribe them on the inside of wedding bands. You know, you have them on a tombstone. I mean, they are the final mark. Lyrics are the most important. And if you can get the right combination of melody and music underneath, then that's golden. But you know, we just wanted the lyrics to shine because the lyrics are so meaningful. And this is, it's such a moment in my own personal life that I really wanted to share and be an open book with my fans about. And I didn't want them to, like you said, I didn't want them to be distracted. There wasn't a need for them to have, you know, any extra sugar on the track. It just, you needed to hear what was being said. And
that song came out and then COVID came down. And how many weeks have you and Orlando been quarantined? Did you actually like?
Yeah, I came back from Australia. I was in Australia. It was, I think, March 12th when it was announced that Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita, had COVID.
And they were also there, right? They were in Australia at the time.
Yeah. And I was supposed to do, I remember specifically, I was promoting Never Worn White. Then I realized, oh, I'm about to do a full day of press. And then they canceled all the press because like one of the press people that I was supposed to sit down and have an interview with had just had dinner with Tom Hanks. Come to find out later, tested positive, but obviously has healed from it, which is good. But I was staying at the same hotel that they were staying at 3 days prior. So I was like, oh, this is getting real. And, you know, it's been a gamut of emotions. It's been up and down. And there was a lot of insane feelings in those first couple of weeks. And, you know, I think we can all kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, possibly. I don't know what the future holds, and they talk about a second wave. It's, you know, we are suffering from the loss of certainty for sure.
And you're expecting, and I have a daughter that's expecting and a daughter-in-law that's expecting, and they're like, Mom, what's going to happen when I have to go into labor? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? And I said, honey, I don't know, but I do know the one who created that baby in your womb, and I'm going to put my trust in him. And I think you need to do the same thing, because what else can you do, right?
Well, my mom is similar. She wakes up and she goes into her bathroom and is in the bathtub just praying for an hour every day. Or my dad, you know, goes up to the mountains in my hometown of Santa Barbara and just prays for an hour every morning. And I'm grateful for those prayers, especially in a time like this. And Orlando and I, you know, he chants every morning for an hour. He's got a Buddhist practice, and we pray. It's definitely the last thing that we do and the first thing that we do, and put in that practice more, even more so these days. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's another level. It's another layer of uncertainty. And for me, I've just had to take it one day at a time and trust in, you know, the professionals and, you know, not like I have to kind of go with the flow as far as planning goes. I'm grateful that I didn't have to give birth last month. I mean, I'm like, those women that did are heroes, and especially having a child for the first time, you have no idea what to compare it to. But I have to put my faith in higher power. I have to surrender in a way. And
I'm in my studio now that my engineer came down on March 10th and built in my husband's barn. And it's in the loft of the barn, a barn that's got, you know, six stalls for my horses and goats and dogs downstairs. And I've got 20 baby chicks outside the room that is my studio. We made the studio soundproof using, you know, those blankets that movers use when they move furniture, like if they come and move the blue blankets. I bought 30 of those and I stapled them inside the barn to kind of give a sound cushion to my studio. And I've got paper towels taped over the barn lights because they're fluorescent, ugly, harsh barn lights. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Everyone is their own MacGyver right now.
Exactly.
You know?
I kind of like that though. I'm kind of loving being MacGyver.
Survival of the professional fittest. And I'm putting a record out this summer and, you know, just released Daisies, which is the first song off of the record. And, you know, it's not going to be a normal record cycle or promotion cycle where I'm going to be out there being able to see fans and travel. And, you know, I had to make that decision, either put it out now or delay till next year. And I was like, look, I'm having a child. That's one thing for certain. And I'm going to go into another version of my own personal quarantine. And I've been, you know, I've been writing this body of work for 2 years now. And I think that by summertime, we're all going to want to, like, we already want to dance. We already have ants in our pants. We want to dance, whether we'll be dancing at home, dancing in the streets, dancing in the parks. We want to dance. People want to listen to music. People want to be lifted up and inspired, right?
Didi, my girlfriend Didi, who's my office manager, but she's also my oldest and dearest friend. We've been friends since we were 9 years old. She put a post on social media the other day that just said, when all else fails and nothing else matters, music remains. Isn't that great?
You know, it's really gotten me through some dark times, and these times have been dark. And
well, my husband and I just adopted a teenager last year. In fact, her adoption was finalized 2 weeks before the COVID quarantine hit. We were in another state. We were in Missouri finalizing her adoption. She's been in foster care for years and just had a really tough go of it. And when she heard I got to interview you today, she said, Mom, please tell her that our dance team, every song that we chose was one of her songs. And please tell her how her music got me through the toughest times in my life. So Briar just wanted you to know, I mean, this kid, she's so beautiful. She has been through hell. And she's still standing and she's still dancing. So
usually I'm struggling with something emotionally or just, you know, in my own little tunnel. And it's really like something inside of me. I think my soul is writing this song and reminding me that I have and can, you know, get through whatever I'm going through, and I can continue to put one foot in front of the other. And Daisies was a song I wrote in February, actually, basically just about, you know, all the noise and all the laughter and eye rolling that comes along with having a big dream. For me, it was, you know, it came from my friends and family when I was in my teen years, when I would tell them that, you know, this is what my dream is and this is how I'm going to execute it and this is what I'm going to do when I, you know, grow up. And I mean, that still continues in my life, from the comments on social media to whatever, you know, the media of what they think that I should be or sound like, or what I am doing right or what I am doing wrong. I mean, it the noise never stops. But during quarantine, because of the amount of time we've all had to reflect and maybe seen that we've taken things for granted, that, you know, maybe we've taken our dreams for granted, or we put them on the shelf in a box in the attic, and you realize, when did I give up on my dreams and why? And I think for me, it's like I never knew that the chance or opportunity would be taken away from me like it has, the freedom. And when we get that freedom back, I hope that people are ready to go after living their best life possible in a new way, you know?
Yep, amen to that. Well, you are going to, I got to tell you, I started to say this earlier, your world is about to be blown apart with this baby that God has blessed you with, because from now on, as soon as this baby enters the world, your heart is going to be walking around outside of your body.
Oh my God.
Somebody said that to me before my firstborn was born, and I didn't really process it. And the minute he was born, those words came back to me, and I went, oh my gosh. And as soon as I could, I called my mom and I said, I am so sorry. She's like, so sorry for what, honey? I said, I didn't know how much you loved me.
Don't make me cry off my last pair of false eyelashes.
You know, you can order them off Amazon. I've been.
Let's do it, baby.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Lila.
I want to thank Katy Perry one more time. What a beautiful, loving young woman she is. I hope this podcast episode and all of my podcast episodes inspire you to reach out and love someone right now. Learn more about Katy and her new song and video, Daisies, at katyperry.com. Delight.